Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 39 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I still ask myself, what do I know? I know that when I start my morning now, I have come to the understanding that I start my morning with a bra, a Bible, and a belief. Those are the things that I equip myself with. So when I come downstairs, that's what I'm holding. That's what I'm holding on to. Yes, I don't have my bra on first thing. That might be too much information, but I have it with me. There are so many things that when I start my morning in a time of personal reflection, that I see differently, that I have a clearer understanding when I commune with God about any given situation that is in my life. So many things are made clear, not as I've experienced them or am experiencing them, but upon reflection of them. There's a different view. There's a different view for me in the morning when I'm communing, when I'm inviting God in, and when I am reflecting on the things that are happening in my life. If you view the things upon reflection from above, from the view that God gives you, you will see them differently, I promise you. When you are in the fog, you think you can see clearly, but I've often watched the fog roll in off the river where I live, and when I go down near there, I feel the view is perfectly clear that I can see around me, but when I come back up to the house and look down, I see that I was in the fog. Upon reflection, in those quiet moments when I invite God in, is where I discover the truth. The truth is not hidden, but we sometimes hide from the truth. One truth that I know, one that I hold very dear, is this past week, just before Easter, Josie spent the week with us. Josie has been placed on a different path. Her old life is no more. And that shows me that this was not an interruption to her life. What happened with Josie, what happened with the rectal cancer, was not an interruption, but a course correction, a change in her life, a lifting her out to a new life. And she did not fight to go back to the old one. So it's not an interruption. It's not. God has given her a new life. I know that when I surround I'm surrounded by something, that's what I absorb. You know, if you're anyone who, you put on lotion, you are in a sauna, you are, out in the weather, whatever you are around, if the dust is rolling in, you absorb that is around you. What we are surrounded by is what we absorb. Environmental factors. I actually remember them talking about that with in relation to Josie's rectal cancer. Environmental factors, things that you are around and absorb. It's very important to know what we're absorbing. It's very important to know what surrounds us. I know the difference between when I am looking and seeking God and I am absorbing the word and his message to me versus when I am perhaps just randomly looking at something on television or something in that way, and that's what I absorb. There is a real difference. The truth is not hidden from us. Sometimes we will hide from the truth. If you go back, if you snap back from something God is showing you, if you return to your old self, it was an interruption in your life. If you don't, if you take this and become new, if you take it and become the new person, the person that God has created you to be, if you take this situation and you see it from the view that God's giving you, you see it out of the fog upon reflection, perhaps you won't see that as an interruption, but a course correction, a way that God is giving you more to see. If we don't take what we absorb, then we're not gaining. We are older, but perhaps not wiser. Take what God gives you, absorb that, and carry it into your day. For me, it's what I carry with a Bible, a belief, and a bra. I called a customer this past Friday, and they owe us quite a bit of money, the oil and gas company that we have, a little over $3,500. And I wasn't sure once the receptionist answered the phone if they would even come to the phone to talk to me, but they did. And these were the words that the customer said when they were getting off the phone. "I am so glad that you called. You brightened my day. You put a smile on my face. You see, my mom passed away 2 weeks ago." What was seen as a chore in my day got turned into an opportunity. I could feel it happening as I had absorbed what God was giving me, and I was sharing that. I was taking it with me, and I was sharing it. I didn't know this person needed to know that or to hear that day. But I do know this. If you carry with you what God gives you into the day, you will always, always speak the truth. And you will also be a light to the path of the people that God places in your path. You're not being interrupted by what you are experiencing. Rather, you are being changed. Amen. I will say that I have a friend that I walk with, and a very funny thing is that, she will belch loudly when we're together. This friend that I have known for years, and this is how this happens several times when I'm with her. Her granddaughter told her recently that when she burped like that or belched, she was basically burping and belching a new soul. And I have to say that just stuck with me. This little statement from a child just stuck with me. And as we walked, knowing that, people say you live in the Bible Belt. I remember we said, well, maybe we live in the Bible Belch. And so as she did that each time, instead of seeing that as an interruption to what we were talking about, sharing, we took a moment to pray for someone that we knew needed prayer, someone God had placed in our path. And we now call these Bible belches, and we don't see them as interruptions. We see them as a very poignant way that a young child has showed us that perhaps she's burping a new soul. I would share this scripture, to rejoice in the Lord always. And I'm going to say it again. I will say it again. Rejoice, let your gentleness be evident to all. Philippians 4:4. They need you. The people that God places in your path, they need to hear about the help and the hope. And this is the day the Lord has made. let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. I know some days when I wake up, I might have had nightmares. I might have not slept well. I might know of really big things that are happening and going on. But this is the day that is a gift from God to me. And I choose how to use this gift. Amen. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That's Philippians 4:13. Seek God. Absorb what he's giving you. And upon reflection, you will see the truth and the light and the way on the path. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we thank you, and we praise you. We thank you for your Son, the gift of your Son, who lights the way and gives us a path to you. And we praise your holy name, not just when things are good, but when things are tough. We praise you, Lord, for the strength and the love that is never ending, for giving us exactly what we need this day. If we but seek you. And it's in the name of your Son that we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.